A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I do choose, be made clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. Today is very special Sunday, a very special day when we come to worship God. It is All Saints Sunday. And like I said initially, when we begin this worship, we come to celebrate those who have given their life in faith to God. Especially we celebrate the saints who have gone before us and are in the presence of God waiting for their medals of honor and medals of thanksgiving and the medals of blessings that they all gave their lives for. Today in our churches, we named those who have served more faithfully and have gone beyond in the witness of God and in the presence of God. But we also celebrated those who are living in our sins. Like all of us here this afternoon, we are all sin who are in the military or the militant church who are living and giving testimony to the grace and glory of God. So it is very, very important that we understand that we too are sins. But for us, we have to put in place those things that we can do to leave marks as we walk this service so that one day we too will be in the church triumphant. A church today, we gather and read and heard the gospel or the readings from Kings, where we see Elisha and Naaman involved with what I would call a time of engagement between somebody from outside of Israel meeting a prophet. And because this story is so much a story that is relevant in our church, there are many pastors who have preached on this, and I guess you all have listened to sermons on the same text. But today I would like to emphasize another aspect of this text or this scripture that is usually not emphasized. And that will come when I talk about this young lady who called Naaman to a point and said, only if you will go to the prophet in Samaria, the leprosy will be cured. And so for us today, I will briefly meditate on the theme, voices that make the difference. Voices that make the difference. Usually, church, we listen to so many voices around us. Sometimes we give much interest to voices from Hollywood. Or sometimes we give much attention to voices from Washington, or verses from the Wall Street, or verses on CNN, verses on Fox, or verses on a major news network. Sometimes we even give verses to our city council. We listen to verses that are much more powerful, much more important, much more wealthy, much more that has knowledge. And we tend to not listen to verses that come from small places. And this is why, church, I chose to lift today this young slave girl in the home of Naaman. We are told of this story when Naaman, who is a powerful military general, a man full of power, a man full of fame, a man full of authority, a man that had all the wealth that anyone could aspire to have. But guess what? He is a leper. Usually, church, leprosy is a kind of thing that make us estranged. You are taken from the community. You should not be engaged or involved with other people. It is a dreaded disease, like sin. But name it, there were days that he went into the command of the army and everybody respected him. Everybody obeyed his command. He had the ear of the king. He had all power. He had all authority, the fame. But guess what? In his little corner, he had issues. He had leprosy. Like many of us, we sometimes come in public places and looking good and life is fine. Everything look all right. But sometimes in our closets, there are issues. There are things that we battle with. There are issues that we are faced with. There are circumstances that sometimes we are crying and fighting and pondering upon. But sometimes we need to listen to voices that will direct us or that will guide us or that will lead us to places of healing. We are told one day this little girl who is serving in the home of Naaman called her mistress, her boss lady in the house and said, I wish my master, your husband, would visit the prophet in Samaria would visit the prophet from our home country so that he can be healed or cured of his leprosy. And the mistress did not wait and call when her husband came home. She told the husband this news. Because that was something that they were struggling with. Although they had all the power, all the wealth, all the authority, all the fame, and all the best thing in life, but they were struggling with leprosy. They were fighting this dreaded skin disease. And the general wanted to get some cure. We are told the news is told to him by his wife. And quickly he went to the king and reported this news to the king. The king said, okay, that's good to hear. The king wrote a letter to his colleague on the other side of Israel. This is my servant, a general in my army, the strongest of my militant. Want to come for healing. Please, please do everything in your reach to meet his needs. And then, oh, church, so surprising for us, we hear the king of Israel, the king who has the ear of Yahweh, the king who understands, who knows the power of the God that created everything, came out to cry, am I God? Can I give life? Can I kill people of their diseases? Am I God? Church, sometimes that's how leaders who do not understand or know their calling, that's how they behave. The king understands and knows how powerful, how strong his God is. And in fact, he knew the prophet Elisha was in his country. But because he forgot his God, he began afraid. There are many leaders who are like that, even in our society today, in government, in the churches, in places high, places middle, and places low. There are kings who sometimes forget the blessings that they have. And then we are told that he tore his clothes and was dying, was so worried. And then the prophet Elisha heard of his problem or of his crying. And he sent word that Naaman should come to see him. And then Naaman left and went to see the prophet Elisha. But then as he arrived at Elisha's home, we are told the prophet sent a messenger to tell him to go wash in the Jordan. And then this army general began very furious. Why would this prophet, knowing the caliber of person I am, knowing the fame that I have, knowing the power and the authority and the wealth that I have, will he not come up and pray for me? So he became furious and became very agitated and decided to go back. Again, another voice arose. The voice of his servant, his ordinary bodyguards that was with him, told him, Master, what if this prophet had given you strenuous requirement? Wouldn't you have done that? Can you just easily go to the Jordan and dip in 7 times? He said, why should I do that? In fact, in our country, there are better rivers than the Jordan. What should that mean for us today? Sometimes many of us think that we have to work for our salvation. This is like the trick of salvation. Jesus came, died so freely, so easily that in our baptism, we are giving life more freely. But guess what? There are people who sometimes want to pay for their salvation. We know what the colleges did with selling of indulgences. There are many people who think that salvation should be much more expensive, but Jesus gave it more freely. Just like this man is told, just wash in the Jordan 7 times. And your leprosy will be gone. It's like our sin. When we are called into baptism, just one time when we are baptized, all our sin, the one before now and the one to come, they are all washed out. The old is gone, the new come. And so he listened to this ordinary voice. Verses from his servant. We are told he went to the Jordan. Dipping the first time and came up, and we see that probably he was looking around, but the leprosy was still on his skin. The second time he dipped in, came out, imagining what could happen in his head, and stayed. Leprosy was on his skin. Third and fourth time went in and out, and still saw that the leprosy was there. Church, what should that mean for us? Is that our obedience is to be in full, and that's haphazardly. And then he went in the fifth time, and then the sixth time, and his skin was still covered with leprosy. But then changed, the miracle happened. 7 times, as told by the prophet. When he went in and came out, look on his skin, the Bible said his skin is new, fresh like a young baby boy. Oh, church, that's how obedience can change our life. That's how when we follow God's command, God's authority, God's leading, our life is transformed and changed for the better. Naaman obeyed 7 times in the Jordan. His skin is cleansed. He is cured of leprosy. In fact, not just his physical skin, we are told his soul is renewed. His sin is forgiven. His soul has turned to God. And then quickly, his whole life has changed. His whole thoughts and approach to life has changed. And then guess what? He came to pay some money to the prophet. And let me just remind you, this is the same Elisha that talks on gift from the Shunammite woman who gave him food and other things for the miracle. But this is the same Elisha that is saying to Naaman, I do not need anything of you. I do not need any payback. Not your wealth, because we are told everything that he brought in our modern world is more than $2 million. And he said, take some. The prophet said, God being God of Israel, I will not take anything from you. And Naaman said, if you will, prophet, let me take some land, stuff from here and take mine so that I can worship this God, because there is no other God on earth like the God of Israel. So the message for this great salvific work, the message from this great salvation story came from a slave girl, a girl that was captured in war. That message came from a low place. Somebody that today we may say they are insignificant. Somebody that today their voice may not be strong. There where the miracle came from. So my challenge to us this afternoon is not to look down on other people. is not to look down on those whose verses may not be strong, on those whose verses may not be much more powerful as those on Wall Street or in Washington or in Hollywood or in a major news network. Those verses that are maybe subtle and little in our homes, in the voices of our own children, our spouses, or probably those who are not doing big thing in our community or in our churches. Those are the verses sometimes we need to listen to, because there the miracle is. Those verses that may sometimes be trembling, those verses that may sometimes not have all the strength, those are the verses that bring the miracle. And then man, listening to both verses of the little young girl and the verses of his own servant, that was where the miracle was. That's how his healing came. Like Jesus, this little girl brought a message in the home of Naaman that led to his salvation, that led to the renewal of not just his body, but his soul. And so today, as the child of God, as the prophet of God, I come to remind us that even dipping in the Jordan was like baptism for Naaman. When he heard that message from our little girl, who was a slave serving in his kitchen, led to his salvation, renewal of his body and his soul. So church, I come to remind us this afternoon that we ought to be listening to those verses from communities, sometimes that we don't see as important. Listen to the verses of those in the margin of society. The verses of those sometimes who are maybe panhandling in the street. The verses of those who cannot afford their daily bread or rent or mortgages. We are called as people of God to be the voice of God in a society that don't care about some people in the same society. God is calling us this day to be voices of transformation, to be the sons of God on this earth that will serve God more fully by being instrument of grace, instrument of God's mercy, instrument of God's love in the midst of society that is full of hate and violence. Oh, church, as I take leave of you, God is calling us to listen to all voices. Every voice around the table should be listened to. All voices from all our communities, or people that sometimes we may not like, sometimes God is calling us just to listen at least once. But there the miracle is. And so this afternoon, as I take leave of you, let us see sometime where those verses come from. Let us give some attention. It is in those verses from the common places, from the subtle places, from those places that are not significant to us as people. It is those verses, church, that may lead to the miracle, the miracles of renewal, miracles of cleansing, miracles of sanctification, miracles of the old is gone, before the new has come. And Naaman did not remain the same anymore. This man is from Syria or Aram, a nation that was fighting Israel consistently. But today, because he listened to the message of that slave girl, his life is transformed. His condition had changed instantaneously. His life would no longer be the same. His soul is renewed. He had a privilege to go, even as he leaves this earth, he will become a member of the church triumphant. Oh, church, that's where the blessing of God is. In the verses of those sometimes in the margin, those who we don't listen to more fully some days, those are the places where the miracles are. That's my message for us this afternoon. Let us keep listening to those smaller verses, those teen verses, so that God can make our lives different because we're listening to them and follow them and our life is changed and changed forever. Amen.
Amen.